is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the tech...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hi, Bob. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good.
All right, fine. Well, Bob was on with us this afternoon. Good enough to be on with us again this evening for a different audience as we begin addressing what is really going on financially in the world today. Now, we're told that there are all sorts of green sprouts coming up, that things are beginning to look better, and it's just a matter of time. And, oh, we had less jobs lost last month than we had the month before that. And, of course, we had, they acknowledged 539,000 Americans lost their jobs last month. Over 5 million Americans have lost their jobs since the recession began in December of 2007. But they're trying to tell us things are getting better, but they don't tell us the reason that there were only 539,000 people who lost their jobs is because the government created a lot of jobs. They hired 140,000 census takers to go around to every house, every shack, every tent in the United States and mark it with a GPS indicator so the government will know exactly what you are and they can track exactly what you're doing. And because they know there's going to be very real problems and they're going to incite them, I believe, before this is over, they want an excuse to extend the power of government over the lives of every American, in violation of our Constitution, in violation of our Bill of Rights. But these people have a different agenda, because I believe many of them worship a different God. Well, Bob, you pick up the story. How are things really going as you look at the world financial situation?
Well, first of all, I think what you said is spot on, and this business of green sprouts is one of the most idiotic things I've ever heard in my life. Absolutely moronic that I'm watching channel after channel of professionals coming on and talking about sprouts coming out of the ground. You know, they must think the Americans are just as dumb as dumb. Anyway, that said, the financial situation, nothing, as you say, has improved. It just continues to get worse. In the next issue on Wednesday of the International Forecaster, I cover the stress test and what a scam it was. And a scam that it is, the London Financial Times had a survey done, and they said that there were 500 banks who were worse off than the larger banks, the 19, that were probed by Congress. And so if they're worse, they obviously are insolvent, because the 19 are insolvent. And of the remainder, 38% need help. Well, if all that is true, I would guess that a good part of the banks in America are insolvent, maybe 1,000 or two or three.
Well, we've got about 8,500 banks in America, so we've got a real problem with the financial system. But it's really all been created. It's been created intentionally. They knew what they're doing when they sold the subprime mortgages and the defective student loans and auto loans and all of these things. They knew it could happen. We know the state attorney generals knew it was going to happen back in 2002 and tried to intervene and stop the predatory lending practices, but the Bush administration wouldn't let them. Why? Because you couldn't have a crisis if you didn't have a problem, and they were going to be sure that problem was overwhelming and devastating and would destroy the whole world. Well, Bob, go right ahead with the story.
Well, the situation is no better. All the things that they've done have accomplished very little. And the tip-off to that is that you have important people, quote, important people, all over the world saying, it looks like we've passed the bottom and things are going to be okay, and so on and so forth. And it is pathetic to go to CNBC or Fox or ABC and see another group of CEOs or people in politics or government saying the same mantra that is, oh, it's going to be okay. Even Jean-Claude Trichet, who is the head of the European Central Bank, doing the same thing, and of course that flaming idiot that runs England, he's on a par with our ex-president. He says everything's going to be all right as well. But it isn't going to be all right, and don't believe it. And of course that's got American and other countries' confidence up, and it's a false confidence. The market has just gone up in the United States some 35 to 40% over a perhaps 8 or 9 week, 10 week period. And the rally was sharp and totally uncalled for. I mean, there's no good news at all. Unless you expect the good news is, as you quoted, there are only 539,000 people who lost their jobs. I mean, how pathetic. And, or if you count the fact that, the people who build houses aren't as negative as they've been. Their negative rating moved up from 13 to 15 to 16. Well, housing starts have fallen 80.4%. I predicted at the end of 2005 that they'd have to drop 75%. So it's even worse than I thought it was. And of course that's caused by all the new home as well as used homes that are out there for sale. And of course many of them that are for sale are not listed. And the banks don't dare put them all on.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Bob was just saying that there are a lot of homes out there that are empty that are not listed. Now, I've heard there's a figure something like 1 in 9 homes in the United States is sitting empty, but a lot of them aren't on the market because if they put them on the market, it would drive the prices down even further. We're told that last month, in the month of April, there were about 330,000 people who got notice of foreclosure. In other words, this is a prelude to losing their homes. I mean, we lost a couple of 100 million people lost their homes last year, and equally that many, or many, probably many more, are going to lose their homes this year. All those homes are going to go on the market, and of course it's going to continue driving the price down. And the government is really doing absolutely nothing. They had one program called Hope for Homeowners, and it was supposed to help 400,000 people. And isn't it wonderful we've got Hope for Homeowners? One article I read said that actually one mortgage had been readjusted, and That was all. The other of 399,000 homes, were in trouble, and most of them have been foreclosed on. And now they've got a new program, and they've made it so difficult, most people can't get into it. They put on a good job of talking. Oh, we're doing something. We're so concerned about the homeowners. I remember Henry Paulson in October of last year, the end of September of last year, promised, to take that $700 billion and use it to, help the people who were losing their homes. He had to have the money. The money was not for Wall Street. It was for Main Street. You can trust me. The money is not for Wall Street. My friends on Wall Street, the money is for Main Street. We want to help the homeowners. That was September of last year. That was 8 months ago. And what's happened? Absolutely nothing. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, the ongoing problem is now the ALTA loans, which are around 650 FOIC loans. That's the credit rating level. The average credit rating is around 700. And so these were poorer loans. They're still playing out to the end of the year. And then we've got option ARM loans, which are going to 2011 to 2012. And then we have prime loans. So many people with real good jobs have lost their jobs, and they're losing their homes as well. And their homes generally are more expensive. The homes that stretch anywhere from, say, $600,000 to $5 or $10 million. And so we're not going to see a bottom in housing until 2011 or 2012. And so it's just going to deteriorate. Gary Schilling came out today and said he expects another 35% drop. I'm not as negative as he is. 35% on 35% is 70%. I do not see, homes even in some of the former hot areas going down that much. I think former hot area homes could get down 50. Homes over $1 million that went up substantially could get down 60, maybe 65 to 70%, depending upon how much they went up. It's not good, but it's not, I don't think, as bleak as what Gary Schilling had to say. And he's been very good, but we've been ahead of him. And our estimates were better than his on the way down, so to speak, and the drop in prices. And this is what we're facing, and it's not going to go away. I don't care what they do. And we're still looking at commercial real estate dropping another 60 to 70%, and all those loans are going to go back to the banks, and they're going to be on the bad side of the balance sheet. I mean, there's no end to this thing. And, by shoving $14.8 trillion into the banks and others, such as Chrysler and General Motors and AIG, and now we're giving money to six other insurance companies. And I think insurance companies are a sleeper in here. Very careful. If you get cash values, you got annuities, you could be in serious trouble because they could drop 50 or 60 or 70% of their value. And some of them are down 35 to 50% already, just like the market is, because that's what they in part invest in, is in the market. Although some of them have only bonds, and you have to find out what the value is and what they're invested in. But anyway, it's a sleeper that people should be watching. We also have a possibility only of the government rolling retirement plans into Social Security to make it solvent. And, of course, revenues are dropping, and Social Security payments into the fund are a tax, just like the other taxes. And there's no guarantee that they have to pay Social Security out at all. So that possibility exists, that they will roll them in. And subscribers will know what I think when the time comes. If that bill ever comes out of committee, I will recommend everybody get out of every retirement plan, even if it includes leaving your job and you're 63 years old, because you'll lose it all. And some of the retirement plans I've seen stretch anywhere from $200,000 to $5 million. And you don't want to see that money get down the chute and a chute would be into the lap of the Treasury to be spent on three or four more wars to send your children off to get killed in.
Well, you know, we are really having problems. I think it was very interesting, and most people really don't understand that sometime last year, they actually, Medicare, which ordinarily has been a cash cow, they took a lot more money in for Medicare than they put out. But last year, very quietly, Medicare started putting out more than it was bringing in because so many people had lost their jobs, and so people weren't paying in to their employers weren't paying in to Medicare and Social Security, and suddenly Medicare is putting out more than it's taking in. Now, where does the deficit come from? Well, we have these bonds, you know. We have these government bonds there, and so they cash in the bonds, and who pays the bonds when they're cashed in? The government. Because there is no Social Security fund. It's IOUs from the government that doesn't have any money. That's one reason we're going to have such a massive deficit this year, is because, and one reason they have to get their socialized medicine system through and begin rationing access to health care in the name, of course, of bringing down the price and giving universal access to health care. Basically, they're going to deprive people of health care and, of course, really destroy a wonderful health care delivery system, because right now, Medicare is putting out more than it's bringing in, but we can't let the American people know that.
Well, you're absolutely right. I wrote a piece today for Wednesday, short piece, on the universal health situation. You know, most of the money that's been allocated under the stimulus package to go into medical, just put it at that, is for the electronic updating of records. And the reason for that is, well, if you get hurt and they have, say, your Social Security number, and you're in New York, and they can access your records if they're in Phoenix within seconds. And that's not a bad thing. The problem is, what else are they going to do with that information? And I think, you know, the cost of medical care for each individual, 70% of it is spent during a lifetime. In this case, from 65, we'll say, to 81. And in 82 years old, which is the actuarial time to die, 30% of the cost of taking care of the health of a person occurs. The government wants to avoid that. They don't want to pay the Social Security, and they really don't want them hanging around for a year and running up that 30% on the taxpayer, so to speak, or their structure. And I think they're going to use those records for euthanasia. And I think they're going to, you know, people say 82 and they come down with a serious disease that will terminate within a year. They'll just give them something and allow them to pass away. And that'll save the government the Social Security as well as the 30% that they'd be spending on them to keep them alive. I mean, that's my take on it. That's where I think they're headed with this.
I think you're absolutely right. What they want to do is kill off the elderly, the useless eaters, and they're going to say, well, we'll have a committee. They'll determine what is appropriate for your age and for your usefulness and for, I mean, when you get to a certain point, you're going to die anyway. Why should we spend, you know, $100,000, you know, for a hospitalization? Of course, the reason it costs $100 is because they've done everything they could to run up the prices. And, of course, with their cost shifting, well, they created an impossible situation because the government doesn't pay the full cost of hospitalization and then they shift it to others. But they've devised a system right now where they're going to begin to ration access to health care. And you're going to have a committee determining what treatment is appropriate for someone in their 60s and what is appropriate for someone in their 70s. And do you really want the people who manage Katrina to be managing your health care? But that's exactly what's going to happen if the American people don't speak up. We're moving towards a fascist system where we will have euthanasia and the destruction of the elderly. And, of course, what can you say? There's no money. Well, what are we going to do? We've got to provide health care for everybody, don't we? That's why we've got to begin to limit access to health care. We want to protect your privacy. That's why we're going to put your medical records on the Internet so everybody can see them. Ladies and gentlemen, they say one thing. They talk in glowing terms, but they have a different agenda. Because, of course, I believe many of them worship a different God. We'll be back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Well, Bob, go right ahead.
One of the facets of that is that the government says they're going to save hundreds of billions of dollars.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
More every month than it's taking in, so they're going to have to start killing off the elderly. These people would think nothing about that. We're killing people over in Iraq. We're killing civilians in Iran. Pardon me, we're killing civilians in Iraq. We're killing civilians in Afghanistan. We're killing civilians in Pakistan. Why should anybody think that God would want to prevent them from killing innocent and helpless people in America? Where is the outcry from the American people asking, why are we fighting in Afghanistan today when we financed the Taliban and Al-Qaeda initially? Why are we fighting in Pakistan when we financed the Al-Qaeda and Taliban that we're killing now? What's wrong with this picture? Well, right now, of course, we've got Bob, who's listening on shortwave in New York. We're going to go to him, but before we do, why somebody had called and asked, when do you think inflation will start here in the United States? How high will it go? What's going to happen as far as the inflationary spiral here in the United States?
Well, my take on that is inflation right now is not the 3% which the government's calling, but it's 9%. And I think it's turned the corner this month, not only in the United States, but also in England as well. And I see that I expect that the inflation caused by the monetization that we're seeing between the Treasury and the Fed, and the Fed and the market, and the Fed and the Treasury, is going to start showing up real quickly. The Fed has been buying Treasury paper and monetizing it, and also a great deal out of the market of securitized mortgages, CDOs, and that's about $900 billion, and that's all that money's been created out of thin air. So that's going to start hitting fast and furious. By the end of the year, you know, government will be admitting to 4% when it's probably 12%, and so on and so forth. And so we're going to see plenty of higher inflation. And there's no way they can do anything except pump more and more money and credit into the system. Right now, the increase in M3, which they don't publish anymore, but I do and John Williams does, is around 18%. And the public doesn't have a clue. And now the professionals don't, because it hasn't been published for so long that they don't even think about it anymore. And, of course, it's extraordinarily important. You know, it's the entire amount of money that's dispersed and used in any given month in all forms.
You're talking now about M3, which is really a compilation of money and credit that's out there. And certainly it's, it's growing at a phenomenal rate. But they're not publishing it because they don't want us common people to know what's really going on. This is only for the elite, who are making their plans accordingly, because they know we're going into a hyperinflation and then into a terrible deflation. Well, right now, let's go to Bob, who's calling from New York. Hi, Bob. How you doing?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say God bless you, Doctor. God bless Radio Liberty and your guests for telling the truth. Now, I am listening to you on shortwave in New York. And I anticipate the show every night. There's two points. One, about Afghanistan, where the poppy seeds are still being cultivated to make heroin to go here and to Europe. So that's why we're in Afghanistan. We also want to put a pipeline in Afghanistan.
Right.
And I'm sick and tired of the American boys being shot and killed to prop up a government that imposes Sharia law on the country. It's insane. We don't belong in Afghanistan. It's going to be it is a quagmire, and this man is committing more troops just like the last administration.
Yeah.
It's just sad. And I just looked at my 401k statement from my employer, and I've heard this other information about the housing prices dropping and the inflation being way higher than what they're telling us, and I'm just frightened. That point is very well taken. And also, about the health care, you're absolutely right. with the percentages of how much is spent when people get older and what they want to just push us off and kill us off. There's another point, too, with the radio frequency ID chips, and they want to create a DNA database so that if you give blood, they'll have your DNA, and for God's sake, they'll be able to track everything that's wrong with you and for whatever reason, they could deny you care, but that DNA database, and Michael Bloomberg in New York City was pushing that for misdemeanor crime. This is the way they want to keep us, track us, and then do away with us. And thank you for your time. Love your show.
God bless. Thanks very much. Well, that was Bob calling from New York, listening on shortwave. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Right here in this central coast of California. Give us a call if you have a question or a comment. Dr. Stan back here, and our guest, of course, is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's going on financially. Well, it certainly looks like it's only a matter of time before General Motors goes into bankruptcy. What are your thoughts on that, Bob?
Yeah, they're going into bankruptcy, and they're going to leave to be sold off or go to the new company, a new plant in China, or several, and a new plant in Brazil. And so it's another effort to move more manufacturing out of the United States and to do away with another large entity that employs people. And Chrysler will go the same way. Of course, as we've discussed before, Chrysler is run by the second person in Chrysler is the former president of the Trilateral Commission, is it?
Oh, no, the second person in Fiat is a number two man of the Trilateral Commission.
Right, and then we get the Agnellis who were with Fiat, who were top people in the Illuminati, especially in the black nobility in Europe. And so I see a handing off of assets to other Illuminists for 5 or 10 cents in the dollar, and of course Fiat hasn't and will not put up any money to do this.
In fact, they could even end up with 51% of Chrysler for absolutely nothing other than a good old trilateral handshake.
That's right. Well, you know what kind of handshake that is.
Right.
But it's not good, and it's going to get worse, and that's why I advocate Ron Paul's new bill, 1207, which is in the committee right now, and it's to audit the Federal Reserve. And once people find out what they've been doing, they want to get rid of them. It's called the Federal Reserve Transparency Act of 2009. The bill 1207 has 159 sponsors. Got a good chance of passage. There's going to be a real fight in the Senate if the House passes it. But if we could get that passed, we could put the fear of God into them, I'll tell you that. And the other thing...
Hold that thought.
Sure.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Bob Chapman. And, of course, we right now we'll open up the lines at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, but before we go on, Bob, I'd like you to go ahead and tell people how they get in touch with you, how they get a subscription to the International Forecaster, if they'd like.
Well, there's three ways you can go about that. You can go to our site. I should tell you, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and political and social issues all over the world. We publish via email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 35 or 40 pages. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month. Who those are not on the net. You can go to our site to get a copy. That address is theinternationalforecaster.com. Theinternationalforecaster.com. And you can email us. That address is Bob, B-O-B, at I-N-T, F-O-R-E, C-A-S-T-E-R .com. Bob at intforecaster.com. Or you can call toll-free, 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, very good. Well, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for our special guest this evening, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And, of course, he is really getting tremendous coverage. In fact, he was on with Colbert here, what, just a couple of days ago?
It was a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, well,
and,
you're in the big... You're in the
again,
big...
but I don't know when he's going to come back to me. There's some project he's doing. But I've done a lot of work lately on Fox and ABC and a number of programs I've never been on before. And so I'm reaching out, telling people about Ron Paul's bill and how important it is that you contact every House member and tell them that you want that bill out of committee and that you want the bill passed. It's the most important bill in the last 100 years. We've got to get rid of the Fed. And the other thing that we have to do is we have to have legislation putting up trade barriers, and that is tariffs on manufactured and service goods. I should say services. Manufactured goods and services. And we've got to protect ourselves. It is starting on its own with Russia and China putting tariffs on. Now Canada is because their excuse is that it is Buy American and the stimulus plan. And I think it's very short-sighted of Canada to do that. But anyway, I'm happy about it because I want tariffs. It's the only way we can compete. I mean, let's face it. We don't pay people $4 an hour in America. We pay them a little bit more than that. And we have to have those tariffs. Besides, all the money that's paid in tariffs goes to the federal government, and that can offset our balance of payments deficit. It can pay off our debt, and maybe in time, it can cut back on the income tax that we pay. You know, we used tariffs between 1800 and I would say 1980 is when it really started to go the other way, this free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing. It's got to stop. And if we don't have the two of those things done, our whole economy, our whole financial structure will collapse. And then it'll be in the streets, and I don't want to be there, especially at my age.
Well, yeah, I think it's so interesting. You know, if you tell a lie often enough, a lot of people believe it. And they kept saying, look, if we just deal away with tariffs, it's going to be great for our balance of payments. Why? We'll increase our exports to Mexico. You know, that's why we want to do away with tariffs to Mexico. Well, of course, what happened then, of course, the automotive industry moved into Mexico and Westinghouse moved into Mexico and we created all sorts of jobs. But not in the United States. We create them in Mexico. And what we're doing is creating jobs, all sorts of jobs, in China and in India, but not in the United States. We've lost half of our jobs. In fact, at the end of the Second World War, we had 50% of the production in the world. We had 20% here about 1980. Now we have 10% of world production. And it's declining. General Motors is moving offshore. Ford is moving offshore. Chrysler will be largely moving offshore. That is the plan. It's not happening by accident. It's happening by intent. And there's not one person in 1,000 who understands that there really is an organized, orchestrated, concerted effort to move our manufacturing and our jobs and our wealth overseas and to lower our living standards. People see it happening, and they shake their heads and say, but of course, tariffs don't work. And they say that because they've heard it so often, and yet it worked for, you know, for almost 180 years, and it would work today. But, of course, the people who are in control really want to impoverish the American people, and they're going to do a great job of it.
Well, I agree with you completely, of course, and that is the answer, and at least it's the only answer that we have at this time. And our congressmen in both houses should be also called in that matter as well, or emailed or faxed or a letter too, and make your letters short and right to the point, three or four lines and that's it, because they get two piles on each issue, and one's the yeses and the other's the no, and you go and put in five paragraphs and why you don't like something, and it's going to go in the wastebasket. I mean, I know the way these criminals think. Like Stan, I've been at this for many, many years. And so you just get right to the point. And I think we can make a difference. Now, you know, this is the only thing we've got left within the system. We have been shortchanged by Congress. Our court system doesn't work. Law enforcement's on the verge of becoming federalized. And in many, many other things. And this is the last chance to work within the system. If either of these two things don't get passed, not legislated, we get serious, serious problems, because there's only one way to solve the problem after that, and we don't want to have to go through another American Revolution.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Let's go to Dee, who's calling from Illinois. What part of Illinois are you calling from, Dee?
It would be Quad Cities, Moline, Rock Island. It's Iowa and Illinois bordering each other. It's where the Mississippi River turns west and east, but it's still listed as northward.
All right, fine. Are you listening on shortwave or the Internet?
I'm on shortwave.
Okay, very good. Do you have a question for our guest?
Sure. At the end there, Bob kind of said what I was getting into or thinking about. I'm afraid. I don't know how afraid, but, you know, the American Revolution, I think, is going to have to take place, Bob, because I, you know, and Dr. Stan was talking about how these are moving offshore. This is what the red flags went up for me way back when, 29 years ago, Ronald Reagan was ushered in, and with that, to me, was ushered in a complete conspiracy, concerted at that, with a bunch of them. And, you know, Ronald Reagan, that was one of the things the red flags went up. He was giving taxpayer money to move private businesses offshore. And if that, not just the idea of the public having to pay for it, but I mean spilling our doom, I mean that sends up all kinds of red flags, and it's still going on as we speak, and I don't see how it's going to stop unless we have, like aforementioned, a American Revolution. That's what we've got to do.
We have to get people to understand what's going on. You can't change the government by any means at all unless you have the people behind you. And right now, most people don't understand. We have a little clique that runs this government. They work, of course, through many organizations, but the most obvious ones, the Trilateral Commission. And it is not by accident between 76 and 1976 and 2008. Every president and or vice president was a member of the Trilateral Commission. In fact, according to David Rockefeller's memoirs, which we do carry, Ronald Reagan invited the Trilateral Commission into the White House for a special little party. He knew that they controlled him. He simply did what he was told and let George Bush run the White House, just like George Bush let Dick Cheney run the White House, George Herbert Walker Bush's son. So, but we have to educate the people. There is no way that you and I can stand up against people with automatic weapons and all the sophisticated electronic devices they have. We have to educate the people, and you've got to help us.
Well, you know, I know a few things, but I won't get into them. But I see us, just to put it succinctly, I guess, I think we're all Palestinians in waiting. And it's just been a practice thing going on. And I, for the life of me, I don't know how we're going to get these entrenched people out. They know how to run these airplanes and these ones that carry these bombs. They've been practicing all over the world, I think, probably. I don't know what to do. Like you say, we've got to let the people know. But I think most of the people, it's almost plain as the nose on your face at this late date. And I'm not sure, who's going to start this. I don't see it. They didn't steal all this money to give it back to us.
Well, let's just get sure. Bob's thoughts on that. Bob, sure. How would you respond to Dee?
Well, like we've said before, Stan, we got to work within the system as long as we can. And as I said, this is our last shot at it. And if it doesn't work, then we got to be thinking of alternatives. And yes, a lot of people have been told and they don't listen. And that's human nature. You're going to find that in history, and you're going to find it in every country. And they will respond two ways. Number one, they get shot at, or number two, the house is gone, the cars are gone, the job's gone, and the food's all gone, and the kids are screaming, and now we got to do something. And so it'll happen with different people in different ways, but it's going to happen if we're not successful. And that's why I'm doing 30, 35, 40 programs a week. Today I'm on 8 programs. Tomorrow I've got 8 programs. And I still write the forecaster. And we've got to give it a shot. I don't want to be in the streets.
Well, remember, Dee, that this is a spiritual battle. And so work as if it's up to us and pray as if it's up to God. God bless them. Thanks so much for calling. And
you're welcome.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, but we're entering very difficult times. Certainly, we're probably going to have somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million people are going to lose their homes this year. Certainly, the unemployment is going to continue to increase. They're lying to us. Many of our major retail stores are going to be shutting down here. More of our manufacturing is going to be shutting down. This is going to be a disaster year right now. Why, of course, they tell us we have 8.9% unemployment, but they're lying. What is the real unemployment rate, Bob?
Well, I get three rates, and the U3 we won't go into. The short term is the one you're talking about, the 8.9. Now, there's the U6, which is the real unemployment rate, which is the short term, plus the people who are no longer receiving state unemployment benefits, and then the group with beyond that, which are discouraged workers. People have just given up and saying, I can't get a job, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm going to have to go on welfare. And so those three categories, and this is government figures, 16.2% unemployment. John Williams and I, John's at 19.8 and I'm at 19.2%. And so that's what real unemployment is.
That's called
19 and 20.
That is called U2 unemployment, isn't that right?
That's U6.
U6, okay, go ahead.
U3 is the long-term one, which dates back to 1990.
All right, fine. So basically unemployment's far worse than they're letting us know, but then they're doing everything they can. And it confuses with statistics. In one place, you'll read the foreclosure rate, and then, of course, another place you'll read an entirely different foreclosure rate. One place you'll read, what percentage of the homes today, homeowners, are underwater. Another, and the same day, you can read a different article, and they put in a number of different numbers there intentionally to confuse people, so we get cognitive dissonance. We just can't understand anything because we're fed so much conflicting information, and they know exactly how to distort the minds and realities of the American people. They are masters of deceit.
Well, that figure right now purportedly is 20% people who have homes which are worth less than what they owe on them. That figure is going to go to 40 or 50% here. I'm safe with 40, and that'll happen over the next couple of years. and it may be as high as 50. And these are better quality loans. 50% of the people who had subprimes lost their homes. And I predicted that, incidentally, in November of 2004. And when I predicted the top of the market, which was between June and December of 2005, and for the first markets like San Diego and places like that, I was right on. And my percentages of decrease were almost perfect up until recently, and Gary Schilling said it's going to be even worse than my projection, so I hope not. It's bad enough as it is.
Well, I think it's going to be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow when, of course, the vote is taken on whether or not the taxpayers here in California want to pay more taxes so that the people who work for the state can keep pulling down their fantastic salaries, and many of them do get exorbitant salaries. I mean, they're paying the heads of the universities, you know, $500,000 a year, saying, oh, well, you know, we have to pay that much. We can't get such good people. Well, look at what they're doing with our universities. They're turning out people. Well, you see them on Jay Leno, you know, on the Jaywalkers. You know, a lot of these people don't even know who's buried in Grant's tomb. This is the great tragedy of our universities and educational system. And I think an awful lot of people are going to vote against higher taxes to maintain a bloated state bureaucracy and a bloated state establishment. But if that goes down and it doesn't pass, there are going to be serious consequences for the seventh largest economy in the entire world. That's what the United States of California is. If we're an independent nation, why would it be the seventh largest economy in the world? And what happens if suddenly they're facing bankruptcy? Well, certainly our guest this evening, Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and Bob's with us every Monday afternoon and every Monday evening. Hope you're listening regularly, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Bob, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, let's talk about the stock market. We're at 8,500 right now. We're topping out again. This is about the third time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-.
Interviews with Bob Salenti and certainly Bob Chapman and Gerald Salenti, Bob Chapman, and another number of the other people we think will give you a pretty good overview of what's going on. It's a four CD set called The Financial Armageddon. Then we first got my talk. I gave it about 3 years ago on the financial tsunami. And if you get it, you need to get the syllabus because it's got a lot of great information on there that will help you better to understand the whole fraudulent nature of what's going on today, and of course what the derivatives are and how eventually they will simply, when they collapse, they will destroy the whole fabric of our financial system. Then, of course, we have a great new book. It's actually never very high on the New York Times bestseller, but it's a good book despite that, by Thomas Wood. We're carrying it because we think that you'll want to get it. It's called Meltdown, and we got this book, a little hard to get, but it gives you a great overview of what's going on and, of course, what you can do to try to preserve your wealth. We carry a book, Coming Battle. It was written in 1899, but it could have been written yesterday, written by Mr. Walbert, and suppressed for many years, but now it's back in print. The Coming Battle, 1899, telling about how the banks were eventually going to work to take over control of our nation. And then, of course, we carry the book Money Creators by Gertrude Coogan. It was written in 1935, and of course, Gertrude was approached, according to her, she told a friend of mine, Dr. Jake Tatar, that she was approached by a group of wealthy men who told her they really loved her book, they wanted to write a more extensive book, and put down everything she could find on the Federal Reserve, and they paid her very well to do it. And when she completed the manuscript and asked when the book was going to be published, they said, never. And that's exactly what happened. It was never published. They're doing everything they can to conceal the truth about what's going on, and that's the subject of my latest newsletter. You'll certainly want to get the April Radio Liberty letter. If you want to, of course, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The April letter will be out in about 2 weeks. Even though it's well into May, but we're working on the May letter now. But you'll want to get the information on how they have suppressed the truth about the banking system here in the United States and how effective they've been, because not one person in 1,000 really understands what is going on today. You certainly would want to get the books, The Creature from Jekyll Island, written by our good friend Ed Griffin, the book of the Federal Reserve Conspiracy by Professor Sutton, and, of course, the book of Fiat Money Inflation in France. We have a couple of inexpensive little pamphlets. One is called The History of Money. The other is called The Financial Meltdown, and information that you need to have if you hope to survive what lies ahead. Now, remember, the Conspiracy Conference is going to be held on the 6th and 7th of June. That's the 6th and 7th of June up at the Marriott Hotel on Great American Parkway, and I'm going to be giving the lead-off speech. George Norrie is going to be there. They've got a great lineup. I think you still have about 2 days more. We can get the special introductory offer. You can go to their website at conspiracycon.com. That's conspiracycon.com. We'll have a table there. And then, of course, we hope that many of you will want to mark down on your calendar the 25th of October. That's the 25th of October when we'll be having our all-day-long Radio Liberty Conference, and we already have Dr. Blaylock coming. We have Suddenly Tom Horn will be there. We've got a great lineup of speakers. And then, of course, if you have not yet heard our new 4-CD set on the Deadly Assassins, our 4-CD set on the Destruction of the Liberty, our 4-CD set on the Murder Execution of Martin Luther King, and our 4-CD set on the Execution of Bobby Kennedy, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ellen Gunderson Traylor, who writes biblical novels based upon the scriptures, and she's done a wonderful job. She's how many books have you written, Ellen?
Oh. Let me think now. I think 19.
Of course, many of them have been printed by major publishers. Now she's actually reproducing many of these herself to keep them in print, and they're fascinating. We carry a number of them here. Oh, John, Son of Thunder, will you go to our webpage at RadioLiberty.com and pull them down? I think we carry, I'm sure we carry the majority of the things that she's written. And, she, of course, what she does is she researches the subject and then, of course, tries to put this into a framework which would be entertaining but educational. You know, it's said that we are what we eat. Well, we are what we read. And when you read things that are wholesome and based upon the scriptures, why, of course, your focus will be on our Lord Jesus Christ. If you read so much of the trash that's put out or you watch so much what's on television, why, of course, your focus is going to be on evil and all sorts of horrible and terrible things. And so you need the refreshment of a Christian novel, but written strictly from very strict Christian principles based upon the historical evidence we have. And we're going to be talking tonight about a book that Ellen has written called Gabriel. Gabriel, blow your horn. And where did you get the inspiration for this one, Ellen? Because it's entirely different than most of your other stories.
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me again. Well, actually, this was meant to be the beginning of a series, which I have not gone too much further with, but it is book one of a series called Gabriel, God's Hero, and this is Gabriel, the War in Heaven. This particular volume relates to the war in heaven. And how I got into this, it is very different than anything I've done. I guess you would call it sanctified fantasy. Nobody knows what heaven is like until they go there. We know very little is given to us in the scripture about heaven, really. I mean, we can glean quite a bit from the scripture, but so much is left to the imagination, and it's a mystery. And also with the angels, angels are a mystery. I know that many people claim to have had encounters with angels and so forth, and I don't dispute that. We know that many of the biblical characters had encounters with angels, and I don't think it stopped at that point. But really, beyond that, we're pretty much on our own, and God allows us to use our imagination. So the reason I got into Gabriel, though, was quite personal. My father had just passed away, and I knew that he was in heaven, and I knew that he was with the angels, and it just really got my creative interest going as to what he might be seeing and experiencing up there. So I began to investigate. I read everything I could get my hands on related to people's stories of experiences with angels, what the Bible has to say about angels, what theologians have to say about angels.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty. All right, Ellen, go right ahead. You were just saying that you got your hands on everything that people have written about angels, including the theologians and the Bible and people's experiences, and picked a story up there.
Okay, so I took quite a while to just familiarize myself with what was already being said out there and what the scriptures say about angels and what the commentators, how they interpret those things. And and from that, then, I became very intrigued not only with the whole idea of heaven and the angels, but whatever happened in heaven in the very beginnings before creation of the earth. We know that there was a war in heaven because we are told so in the scriptures. And, you know, that just seems to contradict what most people, what most of us think about heaven. How in the world could there have ever been a time when there was actually evil and rebellion and sin in the heavenlies? That's the home of God. I don't think we have much trouble accepting that there is evil on earth, that human beings are sinful. They do terrible things. All of us have done things we're ashamed of, some much worse than others, and we can accept that that's reality, but to think that that sort of thing happened in heaven, well, it just boggles the mind. And yet we are indeed told that this is what happened. And so as long as I was going in that direction, why not just take it from the beginning and deal with the actual beginnings of what happened in heaven with the fall of Lucifer, with him taking a third of the heavenly hosts with him. And all of this happened before our time, before creation of the earth, before creation of man and woman, and yet it was a very real, real world, and real things happened. And so I bit off the big story, I guess. There was another person who did that years ago, about 300 years ago. John Milton did that. And I'm not claiming to be any Milton, but...
Was that Paradise Lost?
Yes, Paradise Lost and Paradise Regained are the story of the war in heaven and the creation.
Or will you hold that thought? We're going to be back here in just a moment with Ellen. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Ellen Gunderson Traylor, and she just was saying that she got interested in this story of suddenly of Gabriel and the war in heaven because her father had died, and she knew he was in heaven, and she wondered what it was like there. So she got, of course, reading about everything that had been written about heaven, about the war in heaven that took place before the creation of the earth. And, of course, one of the great mysteries of our time is, why does God allow evil? Why would God create a being like Lucifer and then, of course, allow him to do the wrong thing? Certainly couldn't he have prevented evil from coming into the world? And this is a question, because it has challenged theologians for 2,000 years, and I wouldn't even begin to try to answer that, because we can always come up with an answer, but we don't know if it's the right answer. But we do know that there is evil in the world. And we do know that there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. How do we know there is? Well, you come in contact with it, although you don't want to. But if you get a Ouija board, you can come in contact with that other dimension. We see manifestations of it, I believe, in the crop circles and certainly in cattle exsanguinations and certainly in many other supernatural things which really do occur. Certainly a good friend, Joanna Michelson, was a faith healer, but healing from the dark side, and she saw miracle after miracle after miracle, but they were supernatural miracles that came from the dark side. There is another dimension out there, and there is a barrier between the dimension in which we live and that other dimension. But of course, the question is, what really took place in heaven? And this is really what's so fascinating. I actually read the last half of the book this evening, because I was a little short on time, although I've read the whole book, I think, 5 or 6 years ago. We've done programs on it before. So why don't you tell the amazing story as you believe, or at least as you have assumed that it may have taken place?
Well, apparently Lucifer and his name means son of the morning or the morning star. Lucifer was the most beautiful and the most elevated of all the angels in heaven. We are told in different portions of Scripture that he actually was the sheltering angel over the Son of God. Now, this is really very interesting. Apparently, there were times in heaven when Jesus, the Son of God, would leave the highest heaven, the Holy of Holies, the inner sanctum, and go out into heaven and travel about and make rounds and so forth. And he had a guardian angel over him, or a sheltering angel, or an overshadowing angel. In other words, kind of like, let's say, just to give a visual picture, that he went out riding in a chariot, and there was a servant with him who shielded him from view. For what reason, we don't really know, but he was actually the shelter or the shield over Jesus when he would go out. Now, what kind of a character would this be? He would have to be the very best friend of Jesus. He'd have to be next to the Godhead in power. And we're told that this was his status. And yet, because of that, rather than it endearing him to the Trinity and to the Son of God, it made him lust for the power just above him. And so he longed to usurp the position of the Godhead and wanted to become like God himself, or actually become God himself. Horrifying to think that this is what went on inside of him. But he did, and we're told that God said to him at one point, you were made perfect in all your ways until iniquity was found in you. There was a fatal flaw in Lucifer and that fatal flaw was pride. And that pride actually drove him to call out to the other angels in heaven to join him in a war against God. And the way he did this was by representing God as being a dictator, as being the one who was stifling them somehow. And isn't this what Lucifer always does? He always presents God as the one who doesn't want us to have any fun, the one who wants to keep us down. He repeated the same scenario in the Garden of Eden when he told Eve, well, God doesn't really mean that you shouldn't eat this. But if he does, it's because he doesn't want you to know everything he knows. And so it was the same story. He used the same technique, undoubtedly, in heaven, and he managed to lure one-third of the angelic host to his side. And we're talking, undoubtedly, millions of angels. We don't really know just how many angelic beings there were in heaven or there are in heaven, but there had to have been hundreds of thousands of them. And he managed to win a third of them to his point of view and actually set out to go against God in a war. Now, there were other angels real close to his cast. He must have been the only one of his particular cast of angel. But there were others right underneath him called the archangels. And we don't really know how many of those there were or are, but there are four, two named in the scriptures and two more named in tradition at least. There may be even more that have been named in tradition. But the four that are best known are Michael and Gabriel, who are named in the scriptures, and then Uriel and Raphael. And so I took these four, and I made them kind of cohorts, the major generals in the war against Lucifer. And I had a lot of fun writing this book, I'll tell you. It was an adventure. The book has been compared, actually, to some of C.S. Lewis's writings, like the Narnia Chronicles and so forth. It has some of that feel to it, I think. And, you know, young people really like this book. It's really a book for all ages. I know there are parents and grandparents who've enjoyed the book with their kids because it's a fun book to read. So, like the back of the book says, Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, and Raphael, the four archangels as you never knew them, a brotherhood of valiants fighting their fallen star Lucifer in the greatest battle of all. And it's a celestial and earthly adventure across time and space, the story of redemption from the angel's perspective. So that is really what I was doing, Dr. Stan. I was telling the story of redemption from the angel's perspective.
Well, it's a wonderful and exciting story, and I still have to admit, I sat there simply reading the last half of the book this evening. Why, you know, it was you'd just hardly wait to see what was going to happen. I read it 5 years ago. I knew that the good guys were going to win at the end, but you really do a great, great job of course, of covering that. And of course, as you say, there's a lot of imagination in this, and yet it is founded in what we do know, and that is that there was a war in heaven. And Lucifer was cast down out of heaven and is here on earth today with his minions. And there is no question that there really are demonic forces at work guiding the course of so much of what's going on in the world today. And, of course, we wonder when God is going to intervene. Well, he intervenes all the time in our individual lives, but in this cosmic battle that really is being fought today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. I think God is allowing us to be involved ourselves at some time. I'm firmly convinced he is going to intervene. I just don't know when or how. But I think we're living in the most exciting times, and we need to understand that there really is a cosmic battle, that cosmic battle is not being fought in heaven, it's being fought here on earth, but it's being fought in another dimension. And so I think it's so important for people to understand that we live in one dimension, but there is another dimension there where the battle is being fought even today between, of course, the angels of light and the angels of darkness.
Well, Paul talks about principalities, powers, and the unseen rulers of the darkness, and that this cosmic battle, as you call it, and I really like that term, didn't end in heaven. It continued on earth. And in other words, it wasn't like there was a war and then it was over. The war simply got transplanted to this planet. And when God created human beings, Lucifer saw yet another way that he could try to get at God, because the human race was God's beloved creation. And if Lucifer could pull it down and take it away from the Father, then this was another way that he could get even with God.
And they did a pretty good job before the flood. I mean, we had, of course, a totally corrupt society, mainly because of the intervention of Lucifer and his minions, of course, corrupting society. And they're doing that today. They're doing it through television. They're doing it through movies. They're doing it through our educational system. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. Didn't happen simply by accident. Had nothing to do with the Constitution. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question for Ellen, she's certainly one of my favorite writers. I hope she'll be one of yours. We carry most of her books. Well, Ellen, go right ahead.
Well, when I set out to write this book...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Go ahead. You were just saying about some of these comments on Amazon.
Oh, yes. Well, almost all of them actually are very, very favorable. But there was one person who wrote in saying, don't bother to buy this book. It's a waste of time. She had a real problem with my approach to the physical realities of angels, to the fact that they... At some point, they had to be created. That they were not always there. That they were generated in some way. And you know, not everybody is going to describe things the same way. Everybody has his or her own imagination about these things. But I have a scene in the beginning of the book where the archangels are actually coming into being. And there's a little bit of humor to it because they're having to learn how to fly. They're having to learn how to carry their shields and their weapons. And, I mean, they're basically newborns. And they're, although they are full-grown entities, they have to learn things. And some of it's a little bit humorous, I think. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I like a little levity. I also have, interestingly, there were some immediate responses to that person's review on Amazon. people were saying, you know, don't get hung up on these little things. Look at the message of the book. And this is what I would say. When you read the book, read it with an open mind. You won't agree with everything. You may find it a little bit difficult to swallow some of it. That's fine. You know, I'm not there to beat a drum or to say that it's this way and no other. Of course, nobody really knows. But the message of the book is what's important. And the message is that we have a choice to love or not to love the Father. And that choice is what led to the war in heaven. Choice is also what leads to salvation. God gives us a choice. He gives all his creatures a choice. And that's what the book is about. So don't get hung up on the little things. But I do want people to understand how it was that I decided to tackle some of these topics. For instance, Dr. Stan, I have animals in heaven. And I really like that. I like the thought that there must be animals in heaven. Why should we get the animals and the angels not be able to enjoy them? You know, I think that a lot of what we have on earth is a shadow of what is in heaven in a more perfect form. And we know that Christ is going to come back to earth riding on a horse, a white horse. We know that the Holy Spirit appeared at the baptism of Christ as a dove. I mean, where do these things come from if not from the mind of the Father? And I'm sure that heaven is just full of all kinds of wonderful, wonderful creatures.
I'm sure my wife really loved that idea when she read the book, because we had a couple of dogs. They were part of the family, and of course when they died, there was a terrible feeling of loss. Now, whether there really are animals in heaven, we'll never know until we get there, but it's nice to think that maybe they're there and we'll be reunited with them again.
Oh, yeah. Well, I sure think so. I just lost a dog I'd had for 12 and a half years just a week ago, and I mean, it was a heartbreaker, you know, and I don't believe that God puts those little creatures in our lives just to take them away for no reason. And so I have always believed since childhood that I would see my pets again. And, you know, if we enjoy them, think how God must enjoy them.
Right, and because we don't know. You can't build a theology on this. Sometimes you just have to try to imagine what it is. But we do know that there, we have to believe in the scriptures. And this, what we do know from the scriptures, is that there was a battle between God and Satan, and of course that battle is still going on today. This is really the essence of everything going on. If we want to try to figure out what's going on our own, we'll end up with nothing but confusion, because most of what's going on today, even what's going on financially, what's going on politically and geopolitically, and so many of the things that the policies of our government don't make sense, unless you realize that there's a much larger battle going on, a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening is Ellen Gunderson Traylor, and we're talking about her wonderful book on Gabriel, The War in Heaven. And of course this is something we always have heard about. Of course Ellen has tried to put this into a readable sequence. How long ago did this book come out?
2004,
so it's about 5 years old. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest this evening is Ellen Gunderson Traylor, who is certainly one of the most prolific writers we have in the Christian field. Of course, we should have lots of people reading her. As we said at the beginning of the program, we are what we read. And if we read things that are holy and uplifting, why, of course, this is where our mind is going to be focused. If we read things that are depraved and, you know, the things, sort of things that Oprah Winfrey will encourage people to read, why, we'll begin to be taken away from the truth of the Scriptures. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, maybe you enjoyed Ellen's books. We carry a number of them. We think they're important, and we make them available to Radio Liberty. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, would you like to get your webpage out or information on how people can reach you, Ellen?
Oh, thank you, yes. If they just go to ellentraylor.com, ellentraylor, ellentraylor.com, they can see all about what I do, my various occupations, and a list of all my books, and see descriptions of them, and there's a shopping cart there, too. So they can order from me, they can order from you, they can order off any of the internet book sites and so forth, or go to your bookstore, and if they don't have the books, tell them they should get them in there, at least have them order them for you or whatever. There are many ways that you can get these, but we would hope that you'd help out Dr. Stan and help out me and whatever you do. We were talking about the physical realities of heaven and how I was trying to handle that, and it was pretty tricky, I'll tell you, because, you know, I had to just kind of take a leap. And but, you know, nothing to me is more unattractive or unappealing than the idea that when we die we go to heaven and we float around on clouds playing harps. You know, I think that's a trick of Satan. It's a lie. From everything that I could see in studying about heaven and studying about the angels and all, we're going to be very, very busy. There's a lot of activity. There's creative labor, industry, music. They're building things. They're getting ready for the redemption of the sons of God and daughters of God. there's praise going on all the time. There's manual work. You know, I think that all of the things that interest us on earth and the gifts that God gives us are just foreshadowings of what we will be involved in heaven. Heaven's just so much more vast and fabulous. You know, earth is wonderful. The things we do here are fascinating. But they don't begin to compare with what life will be like in heaven.
One thing I really remember from your book was all about music and how important music was and how uplifting music is. And then I see what's happening in America and what's happening in our churches across America. And really, Lucifer hates holy music. And we have people who say, oh, there's no such thing as Christian music. There's only Christian lyrics. Well, you can put Christian lyrics onto a rock tune and you've got rock music. You've got the devil's own music. Doesn't matter what the lyrics are. It has to do with the beat. It has to do with the impact on people. You play beautiful music and flowers will bloom. You play the rock music that we play in our churches today, and the plants will just wither away. This has been done scientifically. People do not understand that Christianity is under attack today. And they not only changed the message, the Christian message in so many of our churches, they've also changed the music of our churches, and this is not done but simply by accident. Music is such an important part of God's plan for humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I also, you know, a lot of this is my opinion and my speculation, but, and you made that clear in the beginning when you announced the program, So I'm not being dogmatic about all of this. Not saying it's all scripture, but deduction leads me to believe that the things that we are given to do on this earth and the interests that God has cultivated in us are foreshadowings for us of what our activities will be in heaven. I think there's a place for writers in heaven. You know, God inspires writers. God inspires the word, his word, his words in people, in preachers, in Christian writers, and so forth. And the Holy Scriptures were inspired by God. And writing is a very important form of expression, as is music, as is building and creativity of all sorts. And then there's another thing that I think God will enjoy seeing us enjoy, and that's eating. I think we'll have a wonderful time with food in heaven. The Bible even tells us that in Psalm 78:25 that the children of Israel, when they were given manna, were eating angels' food. And so the angels eat. Now, they must have such perfectly geared bodies, and their system is so perfect that there's no waste, you know. The energy is used absolutely perfectly. The fuel is burned completely and perfectly, and the food is so pure that there's no waste. But the first thing we're going to do when we gather together in heaven is have a big supper. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Jesus will be our bridegroom, and it's a big wedding feast. And, you know, again, I know that many people spiritualize all this and say, well, you know, that's just allegory, that's just symbolism. I don't think so. I don't think so, because there are too many other things in Scripture that seem to indicate differently to me. So, I don't know. A lot of this I just came to through my studies and through investigating and putting pieces together of information from various sources. What about the universe? Here's another question. What was in the heavenlies? What was around the heavenlies before the earth was created? Were there other planets that were made before the earth was created? Was there something beyond our solar system other than heaven? You know, C.S. Lewis talks a lot about this in his space trilogy, and he believed that the planets in the universe and the stars in the universe were actually connected to the angels. The stars specifically were connected to the angels, and that when the Bible tells us that all the stars sang together at the creation, you know, the stars and the angels go together somehow in the Scriptures, and also throughout all sorts of other myths and legends around the world, there's definitely a connection of some kind. Now, I'm not getting into astrology here. That's the devil's version of all this, but there is some kind of connection between space and the universe out there and the angelic realm. They long to understand what's going on here on Earth. This is God's grand experiment here, and the angels long to look into it, and they don't understand. They really do not understand and never have understood God's great love for us.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Ray, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, right here in the Central Coast of California. And Ray, go right ahead.
Well, you're talking about heaven, and I've been thinking a lot about the way society is moving in this country, American society. People are obsessed with technology And they're seeking answers in technology rather than seeking answers, you know, from God. Mm-hmm. And it's a real, I think it's getting pretty bad as far as the technology, what it's doing is driving people actually crazy. I think the technology is moving too fast, and I think that people are thinking that somehow the technology will answer our problems rather than turning to God.
You're absolutely right, Ray. Between man's plan in time and God's plan in the eternity, there's an infinite quality of difference. And right now, of course, we're trying to engineer human beings. We're trying to engineer, new organs for human beings. We think that we're going to be able to do all of these wonderful things, and we can improve on God as far as plant life is concerned. We have genetically altered plants. And what we're doing, I think, is laying ourselves open for a terrible, terrible tragedy.
And I think the other thing, too, is that I believe that we're headed toward there will be a falling away first, and that's already happened. And then I think there'll be a separation. I think people will be, I think Christ himself, talked about separating the good from the bad, the good people from the...
The wheat from the tares,
yeah,
is the
yeah.
term, right?
He talked about that. So I think there'll be a separating. I think people will either go one way or the other. I don't see anything in between. There's really nothing here. There's really nothing in the world that we should really think that somehow it's going to solve our problems. Money
right.
is not solving our problems.
Obviously.
Yeah, money doesn't solve your problems. Possessions, all these things we can't seem to let go of this materialism.
So do you think that the war, the cosmic battle, is becoming more obvious?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think the New Age philosophy, they're driven to the point, they're trying to drive the society into atheism. They're trying to, the New Age, what I call their philosophers, like Barbara Marx Hubbard and the rest of them, that actually some of them work for Obama, by the way. I don't know if it, but I think that they're trying to influence people to believe that there is no God, that that people can be gods themselves.
Oh, yes. And well, isn't that the old lie of the garden?
Right, and you can be as God. Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you very much, Ray, and I think you're right on. God bless, and thanks so much for calling. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I think we have to realize that things are moving at a tremendous pace today. We're certainly looking at the possibility, a very real possibility of a war, a vast expanded war in the Near East and Middle East, certainly a very real possibility that Israel will eventually attack Iran and with nuclear weapons. And then, of course, that some of the nuclear weapons in the hands of the Pakistanis will fall into the hands of the terrorists. We're looking at some terrible things happening. I don't think you're sure the people who do not know our Lord are not going to be able to comprehend what's going on. They'll certainly just fall apart emotionally. Things will be so horrible they'll have nothing to cling to. At least those who know the Lord recognize these things are happening, and of course they are a forerunner. They foreshadow the second coming of our Lord.
Well, Satan has never given up the fight. He just transferred it down here. And when God created human beings, Satan took on the task of attempting to lure them away from the Father, and that's been his desire all along. And then when he knew that God was planning to send the Son down here as the Messiah, as the Savior of humanity, then he did everything he could to prevent that from happening by trying to destroy the nation of Israel and the line of David and so forth. So he's always geared toward defeating Christ. That's his whole goal. He turned on his best friend in those early, early days in heaven, and he's never given up. That's his goal. We are the victims of that hatred. We receive the brunt of it because we are the beloved creation of God, and we are humanity is meant to be the bride of Christ. So, you know, this is why we are constantly under attack as individuals, as nations, the world itself. You know, Satan has no love for this world. He hates this world. He hates everybody in it. And he's determined to destroy it in any way he can because it's the Father's handiwork. I mean, when you really just get very basic about it, it's really quite simple. Everything that's going on is a result of that one creature's hatred for God.
And, of course, what they're doing is doing everything they can to draw people away from our Lord. And this is why they've certainly opened up this alternative reality in many respects. So many people are reading Rhonda Byrne's or reading Marianne Williamson or reading Neil Walsh or so many of the others. And they're trying to tap into this mystical power that's out there that promises them wealth and health and all prosperity. And of course they don't understand that what they're doing is tapping into the truly demonic forces, which are not imaginary, they're real. But of course, you know, as we're told, you know, wide is the gate to perdition, but narrow is the road and narrow is the way to, you know, to eternal life. And unfortunately, many, many people are being drawn away today. They don't understand what's happening, but of course they really want to believe that there is a way, of course, to have great prosperity in this world and great fame, and many of them have done it. But unfortunately, at the cost of their eternal souls, I believe Lucifer is doing everything he can to claim as many souls as he can, especially now, because I think, and I'm sure he knows, as everyone on the...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
On Melchizedek and of course on Jerusalem, all sorts of wonderful, wonderful books. And you can go to our website at radioliberty.com and get them. And as I said at the beginning of the program, we are what we read. And if you want to read a good and wholesome Christian novels, why, there's no better site than source. And the books written by Ellen Gunderson Traylor, the book we were talking about tonight, was Gabriel. The War in Heaven. It's a fascinating book, and I'll have to admit, having read it many years ago, and yet I reread it this evening for the program, and at least the last half of the book, and I was enthralled with it, you know, even knowing how it was going to end up. Why, of course, you were still waiting in anticipation for each page. So God has given certain people a wonderful talent to be able to write and write well. I agonize when I write, and I write my newsletters, and I go over them again and again and again, and he's given someone like Ellen a wonderful gift, and she can write so readily and beautifully and something really of eternal value. Well, this is the time when I need to let our listeners know that Radio Liberty, my ministry, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, that's radioliberty.com. If you'd like to donate, there's a donate button there. You might press it and see what happens. And anyway, of course, we appreciate if you're in a position to help. So we can maintain our over 60 outlets every week where at least people are getting some of the truth. We're going to be, of course, carrying Chuck Chrismeyer's wonderful new book called Seduction of the Saints. I don't know whether we have them in yet, but we will be carrying it. And we've already told our exchange, if you wanted to order that, we certainly carry the DVDs put out by Pastor Billy Crone, The Final Countdown. They're part one and part two, each with five DVDs. And basically, of course, he has all the scriptures there about what's going on, the prophecies, and then, of course, a lot of video clips. And once you get used to watching them, why, you really begin to enjoy it. And we very often in the evening after we finish our work here, we'll go in and watch many of his other DVDs. We carry a number of the ones that he carries. We've actually taken the first five talks in the Final Countdown. We call it Countdown to Armageddon. It's available on CD. We'll have the second part available. Pastor Crone will be with us, I believe, this week and next week as we begin, of course, continuing this story of the Final Countdown. Because as you look and see what's happening, you suddenly realize everything is in place. There's never been a time in the last 2,000 years when these things should happen. Remember, 120 years ago, the major means of transportation was still the horse. Today, why, you can create a situation where no one would buy or sell, lest they wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of their name. Today, the children of Israel have returned to the Holy Land, and whether you agree with it or not, it was prophesied that it would happen, and it has happened. And, of course, we're moving into a period of wars and rumors of wars and terrible, terrible times with technology that it would have been literally unbelievable even 25 years ago. So, if you'd